Hello everyone, Ryan Stevens on the pick and rollout. It is time for the regional finals, the Elite Eight. We get things started here Saturday, 6:10 Eastern tip on TBS, the Eastern Regional Final. The Kansas State Wildcats 3-seed taking on the 9th-seeded Florida Atlantic Owls. K-State a 2-point favorite in this matchup, fresh off of their thrilling overtime victory over Michigan State. The Wildcats have covered 5 of their last 6 following an against the spread win, and 5 of their last 6 after scoring more than 90 in their previous game. They're 5-2 against the spread in their last 7 neutral site games, 23-9 at the window in their last 32 following a straight up win. They've covered 17 of their last 22 against teams with a winning straight up record, and 7 of their last 9 overall. Florida Atlantic, just as hot. They have covered 16 of their last 22 on Saturdays. In their last 27 games, when facing a team with a winning percentage above 600, they are 18-7-2 against the spread. They've also gone 15-5-1 against the spread in their last 21 games following an against the spread win, and they've covered 7 of their last 10 overall. I think this is going to be a great game, but I like the Wildcats -2. 144.5 is the total. Florida Atlantic under in 20 of their last 29 neutral site games. 5 of their last 7 on Saturdays have gone under, as have 5 of their last 6 following straight up wins, and 5 of their last 6 overall. Kansas State under in 6 of their last 7 on Saturdays, and 6 of their last 7 after scoring more than 90 in the previous game. But they've gone over in each of their last 4 following an against the spread win, their last 4 following a straight up win, each of their last 5 NCAA tournament games, 5 of their last 6 overall, and 15 of their last 21 against teams with a winning percentage above 600. I'll take over 144.5. On to the West Regional Final. The number 3 seed Gonzaga Bulldogs taking on the number 4 seed UConn Huskies. UConn, the 2-point favorite in this matchup. The Huskies have covered 8 of their last 9 overall and 7 of their last 8 against teams with a winning straight-up record. They're also 7-1 against the spread in their last 8 neutral site games, and they've covered 6 of their last 7 following an against the spread win. In their last 11 games, following a straight-up win of more than 20 points, they are 8-2-1 against the spread. In their last 27 following straight-up wins, they're 19-7-1 at the window, and in their last 26 NCAA tournament games, the Huskies have covered 19 of those 26 matchups. Gonzaga, 7-19-2 against the spread in their last 28 games against teams with a winning percentage above 600. They've only covered 8 of their last 31 against teams with a winning straight-up record. They're 4-12-1 against the spread in their last 17 neutral site games, 3-11-1 against the spread in their last 15 following an against the spread win, and they've only covered 1 of their last 8 NCAA tournament games. Despite the fact that that was Thursday's game, I'm going to take the Huskies -2. Over-under 153.5 in this one. The Huskies under in 5 of their last 7 overall and 5 of their last 6 on Saturdays. They're also 5-1 in favor of the under in their last 6 following a straight-up win, and they've gone under in 5 of their last 6 following against the spread wins. Gonzaga, exactly the opposite. Over in 10 of their last 13 overall, 9 of their last 12 following a straight-up win, 45 of their last 62 on Saturdays, and 5 of their last 7 following an against the spread win. I think 153.5 is just a bit too high. I'm going to take the under in this one. That's our look at the first pair of regional finals taking place on Saturday. Be sure to subscribe to the feed. We'll be back here on Sunday for the other 2 Elite 8 matchups. And of course, we'll be back next weekend to take a look at the Final Four and the championship game. I'm Ryan Stevens. Thank you for joining us.